As some big box retailers go out of business, they leave behind huge reminders of what was. Drive around the valley and you can see plenty of empty, large, oftentimes brown buildings that used to house superstores. Photographer Jesse Reeser has been doing this and documenting what he's calling the retail apocalypse. His project is called The Changing Landscape of American Retail. He joins me, and Jesse, I'm curious, what gave you the idea to go shoot empty big box stores?
I think first moving here from the Midwest, the sprawl was always something that felt very generic and kind of a turnoff. Because as some of these stores started to vacate, it kind of gave me this sense of nostalgia of places that indicated points of my childhood. And they kind of started to become really beautiful, photographing them kind of as these modern day ruins, if you will, to a time that just felt not that long ago. So that's how it started.
What do you see when you look at those buildings?
You know, it's strange because it has this kind of post-apocalyptic feel, right? The visuals indicate that it was a place of business and activity and energy. And when you see it empty, it's kind of sad, but it's also sort of, again, kind of photographing them as a monument to the past and kind of a shifting culture and something that could quickly or slowly be moving and transitioning away from these centers of community and meeting place. And I think that's kind of an extension on what we're seeing, even like thinking about how we communicate or connect through social, just another step into a level of isolationism, I guess. You know, not really having those meeting places, not really having as many face-to-face conversations.
It's interesting you say that, though, because I think for a lot of sort of critics of big box retailing, they would say that those kinds of places were never really meeting places, that like if you really want a meeting place, you go to your local coffee shop or your local bookstore as opposed to Barnes & Noble's or Borders, or, you know, your local electronic shop as opposed to Best Buy or something like that. It's interesting that you see those as sort of maybe lost meeting places when some people saw them never really as meeting places to begin with.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, that was a transition from those mom and pops. And, you know, growing up in the late 80s and the 90s, the Walmarts of the world, the Best Buys of the world, kind of cut a lot of those shops out. So for me, growing up, those were our best versions in suburban, small town, Midwest America. And I know that the critics will definitely say that they killed some of that. And now that they're being killed by a whole nother kind of entity and force with online commerce, some were mismanaged. But you're right, though. To me, though, the spaces, I don't even think about this when I'm at the grocery store. You know, Amazon and Walmart are playing in the space where you can have your groceries delivered or just pick up groceries. And for someone like my grandmother, that's kind of a highlight of her week. She's going to the grocery store two or three times a week. Everybody knows her name. And I sometimes think about, well, when that's taken away, what are those spaces where, especially in suburbia, in a city like Phoenix that's so sprawling, what are those places where people are having those interactions? Not saying they may all go away, but it's a possibility.
Well, it's interesting because when you look at some of the photos, they obviously look empty. They're these giant empty buildings, some of which you can still see, you know, sort of where the sun maybe left the imprint of the name of the store, its logo or something on there. And you really, like, in many cases, there's nothing around it. You see giant parking lots, or there's one image I saw of yours of a street. It looked like maybe it was an old office park or something, with an empty street that you could probably shoot a cannon down and not hit anybody, with just these giant hulking buildings on either side of it.
Right. And it goes back to what I was saying before, and it's just this kind of strange sensory experience. A place that was once busy and full of energy, and now that it's, again, this kind of modern day ruin, but without being really affected by time and seeing like what people would probably call ruin porn. And it's just there. And it's like, it's noticeable of what that space used to be because of the repetitive nature of the architecture, say like a Macy's or a Best Buy. Like, you know what a Best Buy is when you see it. And you're right. And then you see this kind of sun bleached or sun stained imprint.
Like the tag logo.
Like when the tag is gone, or like where it said Macy's or Sears, it really kind of drives home this like, oh, well, I just remember being there 5, 10 years ago, and it's now extinct.
Well, I wonder what you've seen as far as, you know, you have obviously all these images of these empty big box stores. And as we've seen sort of the localist movement grow and people are maybe becoming a little more conscious about where their food comes from and, you know, buying things from local mom and pop stores like we used to, you know, way back when. I'm wondering if you think that we're sort of maybe going back to that time when these big box stores will sort of be, I don't know, maybe like a blip in history or something to when we went away from that. And now in many cases, people are going back to that.
No, it's true. And I think like what you're seeing too, and some of the repurposing of these spaces is that they're transitioning them from your normal kind of regional or like neighborhood mall into this kind of experiential space. So it's like there's entertainment, retail's kind of a supporting cast member and role, whereas they used to be the star of the show. But now you're seeing these buildings being repurposed where there's, you know, more open air, there's more entertainment. And I think that also probably talks to generationally how younger people are buying less things and they're more investing in experiences.
Do you think that this kind of project would be possible, and if so, would look the same in another city as what you found here?
I think so. I mean, I've seen similar things like in New Jersey and Ohio, Missouri. But I think what works here in Phoenix is that there is kind of this starkness to a lot of the architecture in the suburbia and the Western sprawl and the color that really kind of helped create this, the aesthetic of the portfolio and the project that feels almost painterly or illustrative. So that's what I've been really kind of looking at here in Phoenix that I think helps that, you know, the graphic lines, the color, and the desert light to give it that very graphic yet celebratory kind of takeaway for the viewer.
All right, that's photographer Jesse Reeser. We've been talking about his project, The Changing Landscape of American Retail. Jesse, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.